Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Dr. G. Wright, come to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. As I'm working on going on live on Facebook Live as well, it's amazing how this technology and how technology and everything happens. There's something new that I learn every day. But, as I was preparing everything on Facebook Live, some things happened. But, I have a special guest who's going to be coming on soon. So I want you guys to sit back, and soon I'm going to have none other than Christy Janelle come on the show, on air with me on Blog Talk. Right now I'm going to play a little bit of my song, Shake It Off, and I will be right back. And God bless you. I know that God is in control of everything, right? So sit back and relax and stay right here with me.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Anything that harms you, don't need to keep it close. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Decide freedom.
That's how you're supposed to live.
Don't live in bondage.
than the talented Miss, I wish I had a drum roll, Christy Janelle. How you doing, Christy?
Hi,
Christy,
Dr. Ryan. How are you?
Doing fine. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm weathering this snow in Tennessee.
Oh man, listen, I'm praying for you guys out there. You know, how you holding up?
Well, you know, so far it's been a different kind of experience. It reminds me of when I lived in Germany and how the weather over there is like the winters are really harsh, but the snow is very beautiful. So I've enjoyed the snow, actually. It's just a little challenging driving in it, but it's been a lot of fun just watching the scenery and making snow ice cream.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I enjoy those days when we were younger. We did things like that, right? I don't think these kids know. I don't think they know anything about that, right?
No,
they
don't really know about that.
Well, listen. First of all, I have to say this. I am so honored to have you on my show tonight because, you know, I've been on your show and one of your shows, and I'm telling you, you know, you are definitely definitely a woman of God, a blessed woman of God, and you're anointed, and your music is phenomenal. So I want to listen to the voice of Chris Janelle. I want to say Janelle, but you know, I have to say it's beautiful. I love it.
Well,
you know,
thank you.
Now you're a host. You are an artist, gospel artist. You know, you just released a new single. Can you just share with everyone who's listening a little bit about yourself from your own words?
Okay, well, Nothing God Can't Do is a song that I wrote years ago, actually. I was putting the song together. You know, I got the old-fashioned notebook paper out with the pen, and I was writing the song. But every time I would get ready to write, like, the amount or parts of the song, it was just like, you know, that don't sound just right lyrically to me. And I would put it back up and just wait to be inspired to get the right words. And I did that for years. Some songs I would start, and then I would just kind of shelve them and then come back to them. And then finally I was able to meet a producer who had a lot of experience with songwriting, Antonio Neal. And once I started recording in the studio, with him being the supervisor over the project, the song finally came completely together. And I really think of it as like inspirational R&B kind of stuff because it has that R&B type music feel to it with inspirational gospel type lyrics.
Right. Yeah, listen. I supported you because I believe in supporting artists. So I want you to know I went to Apple with Tune and I purchased my own copy and listened. I've been just playing it all since I purchased it. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Well,
you know,
I appreciate that, Dr. Wright. I really do. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Because listen, this right here, guys, what I'm about to play for you, this song is off the chain. So I had to have her come in, not just play her music, but also talk about her radio shows and what she's done and a little bit like her inspiration. If you want me to, we can go ahead and play the song. And I just want you to stay on. And you guys are going to love this song. So thank you for giving us a little backdrop.
That's cool.
To your song, because sometimes people don't understand what it took when you wrote that song or what you were going through at the time. You know,
Nothing God Can't Do speaks to going through life and just transitions and loss and grief and recovery. That's really what the song is about. But it also speaks to restoration and the fact that blessings do come out of lessons.
Mm. Well, you guys about to listen to this song, hear this song. I have one with me, Janelle, and you guys gonna love the song, Nothing God Can't Do. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Let's tell you, there's nothing that God can't do. Let me tell you this, Christy. I love that. I'll be listening. I want to jump in and start singing. Wait, I'm not going to do it. I'll do that when I'm by myself. But I want to jump in. I'm like, when you know music is good, when the music is good, the lyrics are good, and the singing is great. Whew. I was ready to sing with you,
yes.
Chrissy. But I'm going to do that when I'm offline listening to it by myself. But, you know, I have to tell you, I love this song.
Thank you.
There's nothing that
I think the song is incredible. I've always thought that about the song.
Yeah. Yeah, and a good song is a good song. I know someone might be listening and saying, well, how could she say that? She wrote it. Of course you don't think that. But when the message is powerful and it's on point and it's timely, it doesn't matter if it is yours, you recognize that this song is great. The words, and that's exactly what we need. We need to hear that now. We need to hear this message. There's nothing God can't do. Nothing God cannot do. Let me tell you, I'm not going to even put you on the spot. I'm not going to put you on the spot this time. You know, just ask you to say, I'm not going to do that, Chris.
There ain't nothing my God can't do. He's got a blessing waiting just for you. So get ready for it.
Yeah.
You've been longing for it.
All right, praise God. I'm serious. I'm not just saying this because I'm on Facebook Live and I have you on here. I'm saying this song ministers to your soul. How many of you guys are listening to it felt the same way? Hey, Mom. Hey, Tamisha. How many of you guys felt the same way? Chrissy was singing that song. What's up, Day-Day? What's going on? You know, I love this. Let me ask you a question. How long did it take you to write this song, finally, when you finally finished it?
It was a process. It was like a 5-year process of bringing that song together.
It was definitely worth the wait because we need to know right now, with everything that we're going through right now and we're experiencing, we need to understand that there's nothing that God cannot do. You know?
Most definitely.
And, the grief, what we need, what we're going through, we need this song right here, Christy. We need this song. I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin, A. Fran. My cousin Fran came through. What's up, Day-Day?
Hi, Fran.
And my mom's on. Hey, Mom. And, Tamisha
said. Come on, Mom.
Yeah. Tamisha said beautiful. She said beautiful. You know, yeah, my mom says, wow. Yes, I said, I have a celebrity in the house tonight. Listen, and not only did you know it's real. When you put the person on and they sing the hook, even better than it's before, you know? I got to tell you, there's no auto-tune in her voice. This is the real deal. And that anointing was just even more powerful just hearing it live, you know? But, Christy, I'm telling you this, we really need, and I'm not just saying this, we really need this song. And some things that And some things I think I've shared, I don't know if I shared on your show, but I've shared on mine before of dealing with depression and things like that and dealing with grief. And now I was speaking with someone today who was saying, who's asking, like, is COVID real? Is it just what they're saying on TV? I tell them, look, I've had COVID. I've lost a cousin to COVID, almost lost another cousin to COVID, and I've lost friends and have loved ones who've lost people to COVID even just last night. So I'm like, this is real.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was shocked that the person even asked, was it really real? I'll just say there's nothing God cannot do. There's nothing that God cannot do. Whether he heals you on this side.
I'm glad you made it on the other side of COVID. Thank God that you're still here, because so many people have lost their lives, and I'm so sorry to hear about those losses. And when I decided to basically re-release this song, I had that in mind because COVID-19 is very real, okay? And I know people who have lost both of their parents or multiple family members like you have. And I think of the verse in the song that says, up all night crying, sick and tired of trying, because this pandemic puts people in so many different corners where they're trying to protect their lives, but then so many other things are happening all around them, and it's hard to navigate through all of that, the depression and the anxiety. Is that an all-time high?
Yeah, it is at an all-time high. It's like, what is going to happen next? You know, so this song is something that we definitely need. And it's amazing how even planned this, and, you know, it's not way we planned the discussion, but just saying, Lord, you know, be in control of this discussion. That was my prayer, Lord, be in control of this discussion, because I know that you have some great things to say and present to people, and especially with the song and the meaning of the song, the timing of the song. I want to send a special shout out to Angela Cole. She says, amen, it's real. She needs to say, good evening. Thought I would hop in for a minute. Thank you, Angela, for coming through. Thank you so much for coming through tonight. And send a shout out to I call her my spiritual godmother, Mama Sidnor. What's going on, Mama Sidnor? And I'm sure everyone out there who's sitting out there, there's something that you guys have experienced God moving in your life in this season. So that song, guys, you guys have to check that song out. Now we'll probably play it again before the end of this show with you, Christy, because people need to hear that, especially those who came in just a little late. Plus, I want to hear it again. But, Christy, not only are you a songwriter, psalmist, you're also a host of several shows. Can you tell them the name of your shows?
Yes, I did during COVID-19 because I felt compelled to use my advocacy skills from my degree from the University of Oklahoma and Kennesaw State University in human relations and human services to help spread awareness about how to cope with mental health issues. That's one of the reasons why I had guests like yourself on my show, particularly to speak to people of color, because COVID-19 has impacted the Black community, the Hispanic community, and people of color a lot more than other races and ethnicities. So I felt compelled to help raise awareness. So I've had many guests on my show, and today I think the show's total have gotten over 3,000 views with all the different topics that we've covered. And like dealing with trauma, going from trauma to transformation, finding your purpose in pandemic. We've talked about a lot of different topics.
Yes, we have.
And I've been continuing to have conversations with Christy on IGTV. I'm having a live chat this Friday on February the 26th. And that's going to start at 7 p.m. Central, and the topic is Beyond Black. And the premise of the conversation is to help have an open dialogue about common stereotypes within the Black community and how we can, you know, defy those stereotypes. I mean, it's great to be Black. It's great to be African American and be proud of your heritage. But we're more than just the color of our skin. What about our character? What about the different things that make us unique as a human being? So I just want to have that cultural conversation.
Wow. Listen, I'm excited for it. So one thing I would love to, for you to do is when you get a chance to put those links in the in this section on my page, where they can actually catch you. And I'll also put your flyer on there too. You know.
Okay. Thank
and
what, you.
Oh, you're welcome. What's the name of your other What's the name of your other show?
Okay. So I also do Music Monday Warm Up about once a month, and so on Music Monday Warm Up, I do that on Facebook Live, and I invite people to come in, like other artists and producers and singers and songwriters and creative people. And I felt a need to do that during COVID-19 as well, because the entertainment industry has been hard hit because of COVID-19. People have had to cancel shows and make, you know, different arrangements. But, you know, because I'm an artist and a songwriter and I'm connected to the music community, you know, I like to see other people thriving in music and other creative people, because we need that outlet. So I have Music Monday Warm-Up once a month. And tomorrow's topic, February the 22nd, is going to be why is black music unique? And so I'm trying to get people to answer, at least five people to answer my question. And I will read those comments live, because I just want to keep the awareness going, because it is Black History Month, and that's my way of, you know, contributing to the cause of the black community.
You said why is gospel music? We said why is gospel music important?
Why is black music important?
Okay.
There's so many different artists from the black community who have transformed the world through music. So why is that so unique to not just our cultural norm, but to the world? I mean, when I lived in Germany and traveled across Europe, everybody wanted to do model after black music. Everybody was singing Michael Jackson. Or they were either singing Michael Jackson, or they were singing Oh Happy Day in Germany by the Hawkins family.
Right, yes. You know what? Oh, Happy Day. You know they love Oh, Happy Day. You know they love that song.
And that was so funny to me, because for us in America, Oh, Happy Day is it's a classic, but it's old for us. But over there, if you just sing Oh, Happy Day, those people will just lose it.
Yes, they will lose it. They love that song. You know, may I ask you that question for you, Chrissy?
You want to ask me that question?
I want to answer it for you.
Oh,
I would like to
answer
it. Why is black music important?
Great.
It's just like you said, that song, Oh Happy Day. Black music touches your soul. It touches your heart. And because it's a mixture of everything that we've gone through, it's just in our bones. It answers a call for what people are going through. It speaks to your soul. It speaks to the heart. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual experience. That's why I feel like black music is so important, because it's like a spiritual experience that touches and can transform one's mind and soul. And also encourage you to keep on pushing on. It's like what the soul needs. So that's why I kind of think black music is important, because it's what our soul needs. And it speaks to the soul. It speaks to the soul, it speaks to the heart, it speaks to the mind. That's why I think black music is important, why it has influenced so many different genres of music.
You are so right. I mean, very spiritual.
Yeah. A very spiritual experience. And that's why it's so important. I feel like when God called me from doing R&B and things like that to doing gospel music, and I remember when I, like you were saying, as a songwriter, and then beginning as a producer, and started putting my music, and started playing, and started arranging things, and it's like, this gospel, this is a different type of gospel, but it's the message. That's how come black music is so important. So, like, what are you saying in your music? Because it's going to speak to the heart. It's going to speak to the soul. It's going to encourage you to go right. It's going to either encourage you to go right, go left, go straight, stop. It's going to carry. It's going to encourage you and speak to your heart. So that's kind of so important that you're putting out good message, good messages. You know, good whole messages. Because there's a place for love songs. You know, there's a place for all those different things. You know.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think that's kind of thing is so important, what you're putting out and what you're saying, because black music is so important. It will touch you. It's going to encourage you. It either encourage you to do right, it's going to encourage you to do wrong. It's going to speak to your soul, and you're going to react in a certain way. You know, and I
you
put
know,
that question.
Black music has helped us to survive some of the worst of times. So it has a level of resilience that comes through the lyrics that sometimes when you are going through things, all you got to do is listen to a song and it will give you the answers that you were looking for.
Yeah, it will give you the answer. It will. What's going on? I see a couple buddies on. Hey, what's going on? You know, can you guys answer the question, why is black music important? Why do you feel like black music is important? And I have none other than Miss Christy Janelle, and I'm going to play her song again in a few minutes. But hey, what's going on, Bernard? You know, if you guys could just answer that question, why you think black music is important? You know, because listen, guys, it's important to encourage one another. And I love the fact that you've created these platforms during this COVID time. Because people need an outlet. They need encouragement. They need support. You know, they need to continue to be stimulated, continue to think. You know, and I love those questions that you present weekly. And I was on one of her shows, and it was a great experience. It was a great experience. Let me ask this question. How do you feel like God has been moving in your life during this COVID period?
Well, I had a show on Conversations with Christy that was called From Finding Your Purpose in Pandemic. And so for me, COVID-19 has given me the opportunity to rediscover my purpose and just like really have an appreciation for the things that we take for granted every day. In America, we take our health for granted. And COVID-19 caused me to focus back on my health. And so today I've lost about 32 pounds on my weight loss journey. But it did wake me up to reality that I needed to take better care of my health.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I love that. I love that. Look at God. Look at God. You know, and I have to say this. Yeah, because I'm telling you this. I've been telling people, God's been speaking to people during this COVID time. To really, really speak to us, really get us to change the way we're doing things. And I'm grateful because if I had not started my weight loss journey when I did, I might not have been here today when I had COVID. You know, but my numbers had gone down, the high blood pressure, the hypertension, all those things. I was in a good place. So I'm glad I lost some weight and also my numbers went down. You know, and so it's amazing to see how you lost weight during this COVID time. So I commend you on that.
Well, thank you, and congratulations to your journey. And not only that, I've gotten in the habit of doing daily exercise, which is just as important.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, daily exercise is really, really important. You know, Tamisha Otley, she wrote Black Music is important because it expresses our creativity and resilience. Okay. All right, I love that. That's a good one, Tamisha. And I love what you wrote, Christy. Black music is important because it speaks to our foundational experiences as a people and gives us direction. That's right. It gives us direction. You know, and I know my mom's going to say something. I know she's over there typing something up. Come on, Mom. I know you're going to... she's a singer too, Tamisha. She's a singer too, you know. And So I grew up with music. I grew up with music in my household. You know, so that's all I know. It's in my blood. It's in my bones. You know, I just love music. Even black, you know, black music.
What's your,
what's your
favorite, who is your favorite artist or song?
You know what? My favorite artist, I say gospel or secular. I kind of break mine down, right? My favorite female, I have like a top three, okay? I have top three.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, CeCe Winans.
Okay. All right.
I could say the whole Winans family, period. And just walk away.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mariah Carey, the younger Mariah Carey, the old, you know.
Yeah.
And,
great choices.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Now, groups, it'll have to be the Clark Sisters. It'll have to be the Clark Sisters.
Okay.
The Tyra Winans family, all nine of them. I mean, there are 10 of them, but the ones who do sing, all of them. You know, so, and then as a male artist, Luther Vandross. Luther Vandross,
okay.
Daryl Coley, Fred Hammond. It's kind of hard for me to narrow it down. And there are more females than that, you know, more artists than that. More artists than that. But those are my top. But even over those, my greatest inspiration. It will be my mother. That will be my mother. She really, when she opens up her mouth.
So sweet.
Thanks. Now, honestly, I'm being honest. When she opens up her mouth, it's like, oh, my goodness. I want to sing like that. You know, she has the it. You know, so she's my ultimate favorite. Honestly,
That's amazing.
Thanks. Not to put my family in there, too, because I have my cousin who was a role model for me, one of my cousins, and my aunts, they can blow too. They can blow, you know. So it's kind of hard for me just put into one category, my ultimate one. My ultimate female, besides my mom, would be Whitney. That would be my ultimate.
Yeah. Whitney's voice is timeless. I mean. I'm telling you, rest in peace, but she was one of a kind. Like, she was ahead of her time. She reminded me of people like Mahalia Jackson, even though her style was different, but they were timeless. Mahalia Jackson and, some of the jazz greats, Ella Fitzgerald was a legend in her own time. Whitney Houston was that.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, you know, and Christy, I can listen to this song. I'm going to put you on that list. Because Christy, you can sing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on that list, Christy.
Okay. Woohoo!
Now, Christy, you got to put that link in this section so everyone can check it out on iTunes. If you can put that link, you know, where they can buy it on us.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not just saying.
Give me just a second.
Okay, take your time. But, you know, Tamisha says, the it is the anointing. That's right, Tamisha. It is the anointing. Hey, Miss Annie. Miss Annie says she has the voice and her sister to blow. Yeah. They can blow. That's right. You guys, make sure you guys check out Nothing God Can't Do, single by Christy Janelle. And I'm going to love it because I'm loving it. This song is going to speak to you. It's going to speak to what you're going through. It's going to speak to what you might go through. But you need to be reminded today and know that nothing God can't do, nothing that God cannot do. So before I play the song, I mean, your mother, Tracy, and her sisters. Yes, I knew what you meant, Miss Annie Smith. Miss Annie. Yeah, I grew up listening to my mom and them sing. My mom and her sisters sing every Saturday. That's where I grew up. You know, who influenced you, Miss Christy?
I'm glad you asked that question, Dr. Wright, because I come from a musical family, so I can relate to the fact that, like, you see influences within your own bloodline, and that's usually how it happens anyway. It comes back through the bloodline, but my mom sings in her community, and she's a musician, so I grew up around music in the household, and she would play the Hawkins albums, and Daryl Coley was one of her favorite artists. And James Cleveland, she used to go to all of the workshops every year. So I grew up around that. I had to, you know, I was a pew baby when she would go to choir practice and have to rehearse the choir and all of that. So that's where it started. And then from there, it's just all around me. I have entertainers in my family who have done very well for themselves. And when I started on my musical journey, my cousins out of Atlanta, who are now known as the Four Corners, they're jazz, you know, like a more eclectic chick Korea style jazz band. But they were playing for me in the studio when I first started going in and recording music. And, you know, they've come back down through the years sometimes and played for me for a show or two here or there. But they were there when I was just getting started. And here we are like 20 years later, and they formed the band called the Four Corners, and now they're Grammy-nominated musicians. And then I have my other cousin, Pastor Troy, out of Atlanta. He does pop and trap music, but he comes from the church. His father is a pastor, and so his music is not gospel, but his faith is Christian, and he goes to church every Sunday. And he actually was very fortunate to have one of his songs that he wrote like 18 years ago placed on Beyonce's Homecoming album. And
well, that's nice.
I have another cousin who does trap R&B, DC Youngfly. So, and other people in my family, they do music and they do it well.
Wow, that is great. That is great. It's amazing how we have that in common. You know, and there's nothing like being exposed to music, you know, and it's amazing to see how music has influenced you as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Your bloodline, what you've experienced, you know, when your mom is taking you where she went to church and things like that. You know, so that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Before we leave, you know, we're going a little bit longer than we planned on it, but I'm grateful that you're so gracious and you're staying with me. Let me ask you this question real quick, and because I know you have other things to do. You have to be careful with that ice out there over there. But
yes.
I know you're not going outside, but if you need to, you better hurry up and do it real soon, right? But
we have to try to get things done before dark right now. I mean, you can be out after dark right now, but you risk running into slippery spots with the black ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. So I'll definitely be praying for you and for everyone over there where you are. Let me ask this question.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. If there's some glimmer of hope that you can give someone, besides nothing God can't do, what would you say to the person who's listening right now? Before we leave tonight, before I play your song again, what would you like to tell that person if you had the opportunity to tell that person who might be struggling during this season?
Well, what I've learned about life in general is that none of us are exempt from trials. None of us are exempt from struggles. But at the same time, I have found in my own life that those are the times that you find out what you're made of, for sure. But it's also a time to embrace what a crisis comes to teach you. There's always a lesson in what do you learn in a crisis? How do you reinvent yourself? How do you reevaluate your value system or your how do you think about things, how you process things, how do you reevaluate your relationships. So it is a time to do a lot of evaluation, and it's a time for renewal. It is difficult sometimes to navigate through crisis, and COVID-19, like I said, you know, people are still trying to figure out if it's real or not. And then they get sick and find out it is very real, or they lose a loved one and figure out it's very real. You know, God did not say that we would not have trials and tribulations, but he promised that he would be with us through it. The other thing I want to say is, you know, God is not like a magic wand, because he wants us to mature as human beings, as Christians, as just people in general. So, he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time.
Amen. He's always on time. He's the on time guy. You know. Oh yes, he is. You know. Listen. I'm gonna keep myself in control. But I love that message. I love that message, because we need to know that. And I try to ask God, you know, what do you want me to learn from this situation? You know, what do you want us to learn? Like you said, God wants us to mature. God wants us to mature. I want to say this, first of all, Christy, I am very, very blessed that you were able to come through tonight on your Sunday evening and to come through and spend some time with us. You know, I believe everything happens for a reason, so I'm grateful. I know we didn't get a chance to do it Thursday, but I'm grateful that you agreed to come on tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And God bless you. And I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song one more time so you guys can listen to this song again. Nothing God Can't Do. And then I want you to go out and support it. Support her. Purchase this on iTunes. You see the link in the comments section. So, Ms. Christy, I appreciate you coming through tonight, and I look forward to having you come back again. Really, really soon.
I'd love to come back. You guys enjoy the song. Download the song. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and on all digital outlets across the world. And congratulations on your music journey as well. And I pray that you continue to be blessed on your music journey and on your show, and thank you for what you're doing in your community and on social media with your show, because people do need to hear the heart of God, and they need love right now. They need to hear what love is, what it sounds like. They need to experience real love, agape love. And so thank you for using your platform to spread the love of God.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Christy. God bless you. And you guys, don't leave just yet. I'm about to play this song, and I'm going to make sure I can try to get Miss Christy Janelle on here soon and very soon. And make sure you guys check out her shows. Please answer her question in the comment section about why Black music is so important. God bless you, and don't go anywhere. Whew. I hope you guys are blessed. Oh my goodness. I'm going to be listening to that song all night tonight. Hopefully you will too. Make sure you go to Apple and check it out. Make sure you go to Apple and check it out. I want to say God bless you. I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I hope you were blessed by Miss Christy Janelle, by her music. Nothing God cannot do. I don't care what you're going through. And it encouraged me and reminds me to remember that nothing God can't do. Just believe him. I want to give a special shout out to my mom. I appreciate my mom coming out, coming through here tonight. Mom, I know you are tired. Go and get your rest and lay down. And I wanted to just say, God bless you. Again, thank you so much, Ms. Christy. Thank you, Ms. Christy Janelle. I'm going to be listening to this song. I want you to know that nothing happens by accident, by osmosis. You you know, everything has a purpose. And it was destined for Miss Christy Janelle to be here tonight because, listen, I need to hear that message. And, you know, we all need to be encouraged. We all need to be encouraged. You know, so I just want to encourage you guys. I just want to encourage you guys. Sorry about that. I hope. But I want to say have a good night. Have a great night. Be encouraged. God bless you. Thank you, Miss Christy Janelle. Guys, go out there and support. And make sure when you get an opportunity, say a prayer for Miss Christy Janelle and her ministry and what she is doing. I'm going to give a shout out to my big brother, Vincent. What's up, Vincent? Thank you for coming through. Got my big brother coming through. Love you, man. Love you. And I need to give you a call anyway. But I want to say God bless you guys. Just check out Christy Janelle's Nothing God Cannot Do. I'm going to give you a call, big bro. I love you guys. Have a great evening. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. I love each and every one of you. Appreciate your support. Appreciate you supporting Miss Christy Janelle. What's up, Moises? You guys get a chance. Make sure you check out the show again from the beginning. I had a lovely woman of God on here, Miss Christy Janelle, and check out her new single, Nothing God Cannot Do, available on iTunes, Spotify. Just Google her. Just Google her. Nothing God Cannot Do is the single. And check out her her links in the comments section. God bless you. Have a great night. Be encouraged. I hope you guys will be encouraged. Love you too, big bro. Love you too. And guys, be encouraged tonight. Stay safe and rest up and have a great week. I look forward to seeing you guys hopefully Tuesday night from 9 to 10. God bless you. Have a good night.